This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Cross the attack from the outside, Peter, partially blocked by Trimble. Here's the dig. Green over the double block. Pavronik with a great up in the back row, and Priesendorf will get it across. Again, Kearney tries. Slide right side. Take him stuck. Ace block. Big 19, Taylor Johnson.
Today, it's the State High School Volleyball Tournament from Lincoln, featuring the Northwest Lady Vikings. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
It's returned, though, by Green. Northwest goes outside. Beeler got a good swing. Up Rousseau, but nobody gets to it after that. Amelia Beeler with her fifth kill.
Northwest has made the Class B Finals the past 2 years and looks to complete their journey with a state title this weekend. It's Northwest Lady Viking Volleyball coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lincoln High School for the start of the 2009 Nebraska State High School Volleyball Tournament here on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for this state quarterfinal matchup in Class B between the Grand Island Northwest Vikings and the Gretna Dragons. Already today in Class B, Seward has advanced on with a straight set win over Omaha Scutt, and now Northwest will try and join them as a member of the Central Conference. Grand Island Northwest comes in with a record of 31-5 of the season, but they've won their last 12 matches and are definitely coming in playing their best volleyball. For Gretna, they're 22-8, and they have struggled coming in. They have lost four of their last six matches and were in the same district as Omaha Scutt, who defeated them, and also, of course, Omaha Gross, the number one seed, which went on to win that district championship. So Gretna, they've got a big task in front of them here tonight as they get ready to take on Northwest. Had a chance to catch up with Grand Island Northwest head volleyball coach Diane Rose, and we'll hear from her on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this timeout.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck at state to all of our central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of central Nebraska.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show with Northwest head volleyball coach Diane Rose getting ready for their state opener against Gretna this afternoon. And coach, let's take a look at what your volleyball team has done here. 12 wins in a row, I believe, coming into the state tournament. Did something click somewhere along the way here after you won conference?
You know, I don't know. We, as coaches, we would like to bottle momentum. We like to figure out everything that we do and figure out if we knew that, then everybody would be doing it. So I think we just needed, I always say that it's a process and you can't force the process, and we were replacing a lot of kids and it took a while to develop some consistency, some chemistry, some leadership, some things that just needed a little while to do that. We're a much different team than we were in September.
Does that change beating Seward, beating Pius, does that change expectations of where this team can go?
Well, you know, we talked a lot about that, and we've said some things in practice, but we have high expectations every year. You know that, Doug, and it's just kind of an expectation for our program. These kids, you know, bless their hearts, they do a lot of things year-round and commit to this, and they want to do everything they can each one of their seasons, that senior year, whoever it is, but they do a nice job, and we talked about that, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's a huge confidence boost to beat Seward at conference when they were previously undefeated, and then beat Pius in a five-game thriller here. It is definitely a great thing going into the state tournament.
You mentioned kids starting to come along a little bit. Who do you think really has emerged here as leaders, or maybe has made the most progress the last month?
Well, I don't know so much the last month, but I'm real proud of the progress and that Taylor Johnson made even from last year. She's a different player than she was last year. She's so much more aggressive and strong and faster, and that has been a huge thing. She's our big go-to hitter, but the development of everybody else around her is there's so many kids that play a role, and they've accepted those roles, and we do a lot of sharing of positions, and you know, I just look around my whole team from one position to the next. I've got seniors, juniors, and sophomores that have all done something to improve, and you just like to see as a coach that they've all improved, they've gotten better, and as a varsity team, sometimes you don't know that, and I think we're starting to put things together right at the right time.
Well, you haven't had a chance to see Gretna. What do you know about them?
Well, they've got some size. A lot of their size is some younger kids, but they look very athletic to me. And I'm hoping that the fact that they haven't been to state for several years might be something that will help us. I've got some kids that haven't actually played in the state tournament. I just know that Mike Brandon does a really good job there. They're in a very tough district. When you have three teams come out of the same district and you're in Gross's district, sometimes you might have a very good team and you have to stay home. And so they've been traditionally a basketball power, and they've been at the state tournament as athletes in a different sport. So I think that, you know, might pay off for them too. And they're turning the corner as a volleyball team. They're playing some club, and they've got some nice athletes, and they're a tough draw for us, and we're going to have to play well to beat them.
Diane Rose is joining us here for a couple of minutes before their first round match with Gretna on a KKPR coach. Take me through this state tournament. You have made it to the finals the last 2 years, and I guess without bringing up old wounds, last year I know that everybody thought maybe that was going to be your year, and really nobody expects you to be in the finals this year, except now the way you're playing. So do you have to coach or say something different to this group as you go to state than maybe what you did the last 2 years?
I don't know. It was a little different as far as going into the state tournament. A couple years ago, it was just, oh my gosh, we're so excited to be in the finals and we get to play on TV. And it was one of those things that they overachieved and they did a great job. Last year, we kind of expected to have a really good team and we had some good leaders and they'd play together for so long. And, you know, we had a couple things happen here or there that we didn't quite get the job done. But we are still very proud of those kids for making it to the state finals. And you know, I knew we'd have a good team this year. I just don't know. I didn't know how well we would do. I didn't know how many wins we'd have. They've gone beyond my expectations. They've done a lot better than, and they were proving. That was one of their goals. They wanted to prove to everybody that they could be just as good as last year. And the leadership thing was an issue for us just because we had some kids just personality-wise, they're just not real comfortable in that role, and you can't just say it and make it happen. So I've been real proud of Taylor. I think Taylor has done some really good things as a leader just by example, but she's been a lot more vocal in practices and timeouts. And Kayla has started to emerge as a setter a little bit more, and she's been talking, and it's kind of more of our cheerleader, a little more louder. But overall, all of them have had to do a little bit of that somewhere.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get ready for the match. We sure appreciate you giving us some time, and hopefully another appearance at the Coliseum.
That would be awesome.
That's Diane Rose, head volleyball coach at Grand Island Northwest. We'll take a break. Be back with the starters right after this.
Number 11 is a 6-foot sophomore middle hitter, Peyton Samuelson. Number 5 is a 5'8 junior center, Hallie Samuelson. She's followed by number 7, a 5'8 sophomore outside hitter, Elaine Kramer. Number 4, a 6-foot junior middle hitter, Emily Holsey. And rounding out the lineup, number 6, a 5'6 junior libero, Olivia Larson. Also coming in as the DS is number 16, a 5'5 junior, Riley Haug. There is not a senior on this Gretna Dragon team, which is 22-8 on the season, ranked 8th in the state of Nebraska. Coached by Mike Brandon, assisted by Janelle Bellina, Ashley Gross, and Erica Twarling. They're here on a wild card. for Grand Island Northwest. They'll start with number two, a 5'6 senior center, Kayla Faberg. Number three is a 5'6 senior outside hitter, Amber Reedy. Number 19, 6'1 senior middle hitter is Taylor Johnson. Number 18, 6-foot sophomore right side hitter, Michaela Schimmer. Number 25 is a 5'8 senior outside hitter, Amelia Beeler. And number 16, 5'10 junior middle hitter, Carney Keel. The libero is number 30, a 5'6 senior, Kyla Havronik. The head coach of the Grand Island Northwest Vikings, Diane Rose, assisted by Ann Purdy, Haley Lenz, and Lindsay Harders. They're ranked second in the state of Nebraska behind Omaha Gross with a record of 31-5. They defeated Hastings and Lexington in their district to make it to Lincoln. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. It's Northwest and Gretna. Coming up next, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. See Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening serve from the state tournament in Lincoln comes your way next.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as we get our coverage of the 2009 State High School Volleyball Tournament underway. Gretna will move from left to right. Grand Island Northwest will move from right to left. Gretna has won the toss. They'll serve it up. The winner will play Seward tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Right now, we're ready to get things underway with a state quarterfinal matchup. And the serve clips the net and falls over for an ace serve. And Gretna will start with a 1-0 lead off the serve from Nicole Michelson. Michelson to serve again. A good start. A little fortuitous bounce. This one, though, not over the net, in the net. And the service error will make it 1-1. This is the first meeting of the year between Gretna and Grand Island Northwest. Northwest gets all over the state. They just have not met up so far this season. And for Northwest, Kayla Faber to serve it away here. Tied 1-1. She clips the tape, but across it comes. And Gretna gets into the offense for the first time here this afternoon. Over to Northwest. They'll go right side. The attack is going to be dug out back row. Scrambling. Michelson puts it back in play. And then the ball falls to the floor. Nobody wanted to take the third swing. And Northwest is up by a score of 2-1. Mike Brandon, the head coach at Gretna, Grand Island Ties. He is a Central Catholic graduate. Serve of the cross now by Faberg. Picked up Gretna. They'll go to the middle and tap it across. Dug out there by Faberg. Outside attack is going to be rolled over by Northwest and Amber Reedy. Gretna goes quick attack in the middle and stuffed up cross Taylor Johnson. Johnson, the all-stater. She will lead this Northwest ball club with a total of 292 kills, just ahead of Michaela Schimmer, who's about 86 back of that. And Northwest out to a quick 3-1 lead here, and Faberg looks for more. Outside attack by Gretna, blocked again, but out of bounds it goes, and give the kill to the Dragons. And out of bounds it goes. I think they're going to give the kill to Elaine Kramer, and that'll make it 3-2. So back to serve it away will be Gretna, and Northwest goes Johnson middle over the double block. Termination for Taylor Johnson. Johnson with her first kill. And that'll make it 4-2, Grand Island Northwest. We play the best out of five, 225. You got to win by two. If we get to a fifth set, we play to 15. And the serve is across. Deep middle right in the sixth spot. Here's a slide right side with the Dragons. Off the double block, great up in the back row, but not enough to keep it alive. And give the kill to Emily Halsey. 4-3, Northwest. So Emma Halsey able to get the kill. And Gretna hanging on here in the first few points of the opening set as everybody tries to shake maybe some nerves away. Gretna has not been to state since 1991. And how about an ace serve? A serve is going to be called. The ball down on the floor. The head official didn't immediately blow it dead, but the line person did. And give the ace to Haley Samuelson. Second ace here in the early going for Gretna. And we are tied at four. Serve across again. This one will easily be handled by Hronika Northwest. Slide right side. Johnson off the block. Tip is made and picked up by Gretna to the outside. They miss it. An error. Northwest point. So the attack error will give the ball back over to Northwest, and Hronika will serve it away. Keel into the front row. Shimmer into the front row. And Hronika with the serve right into the middle of the net. So a service error, and we are tied at 5. 5-5, game one. The winner gets Seward. Should give you some results from other games earlier. Omaha Burke beat Bellevue East in A. Syracuse sweeps out Lincoln High North, or excuse me, Lutheran High Northeast in C1. Chambers and Fall City Sacred Heart were going to a fourth set. Sacred Heart up 2-1, and Pawnee City, the eighth seed in D1, was up 2-1 on Hay Springs. Seward winning here earlier in B. Ball in play on the Gretna side. They'll go to the back row attack. It's going to be taken into the back row for a kill. Good attack by Elaine Kramer. Her second for Gretna. And the Dragons have the lead. 6-5, game one here on KKPR. Chambers has come from behind to take a five-set victory over Fall City Sacred Heart. Serve is across. Outside attack for the Northwest Vikings is going to be a kill because a lift is called on Gretna. And Amelia Beeler able to pick up the kill. That'll be her second, tied at 6. And Pawnee City has upset Hay Springs in the D1 opener in 4. So a number one seed is gone. Beeler to serve it across now. It's going to be Rachel Purdy into the ball game. Quick attack right side, Gretna. Nice dig out and then returned into the net by Northwest. Emily Jones trying to go with that left-handed swing. And the ball just never got high enough to take a big swing, and into the net it went, and the ball comes back over to Gretna. 7-6 Dragons, and back to serve it away will be Shondell Davidson. Shondell takes some time as she comes in off the bench and lets it fly. Again, the Dragons, not a senior on the team, and make it here for the first time since 91, so they're trying to start a tradition with an upset here. The tip is across. Dig is made by Northwest. Jones returns it over. Jones should have enough on it to get the kill, and she will. Emily Jones, just her first kill of the match. She, on the season, is fourth of the team in kills at 116. It goes Johnson, Shimmer, Keel, Jones, and Beeler, all over 100 kills for Grand Island Northwest. 7-7, nobody's led by more than two in the early going, and that was Northwest. Serve is across, Gretna's got a look in the middle. They'll dump it across for the quick kill is Peyton Samuelson. The 6-foot sophomore drops it over. And Northwest has not really been able to get into a system here. We haven't seen a quick tempo. Gretna's kind of slapping the ball over. Northwest isn't seeing the power that they're used to seeing. And so they're going to have to adjust to the pace a little bit as Olivia Larson serves it away for the Dragons. Picked up the back row by the Vikings, and Jones on the outside drives it over. The dig is made by the libero Hogg on the outside. The outside attack blocked, but out of bounds. Threat to kill. Getting the point for the Dragons is Michelson. That's the fifth kill early on here, and Gretna now has turned an early two-point deficit into a two-point lead at 9-7. Larson to serve. She'll float into the back corner. Passes a little off the mark from Reedy. Slide right side. The attack down the line, and it is good for Northwest Kearney Keel. Fourth kill for Northwest. Side out Vikings. And back into the front row will be Taylor Johnson. Don't forget, at 6:30 tonight, Kearney Catholic in Bennington here on KKPR. That'll be followed by Grand Island Central Northeast. Right side attack by the Dragons is down and good, but the follow-through took Gretna into the net. Into the net, calm on the Dragons. And a point for Grand Island Northwest to tie it up at 9. Coach Diane Rose is going for her 500th career win here this afternoon. So Rose trying to go for 500. We know that Coach Zavala has over 740 in her career and a ton of wins for Bill Root over at Grand Island Senior High. So there's nearly 1,800 wins, I believe, when you put all the coaches together in the city of Grand Island. Trying to get everybody set on the court. Northwest was subbing because they thought it was Gretna ball, and then after they got the call made, they tried to get the right six on the floor. So the serve is across here by Keel, and Gretna goes back row attack again, and on the back line, far corner, give the kill to Kramer. Elaine Kramer now with three kills for Gretna. 10-9 Dragons leading the Vikings. Omaha Scott was ahead of Seward most of the first set in the opening match here. back served for the game twice before Seward won it 26-24 and then went on to the sweep. Northwest hoping for the same kind of turnaround here as Jones dumps it over. Gretna picks it up, goes to the outside. And again, a quick attack there by Kramer. Northwest will dig and pass it across with Reedy. Here's a slide right side by the Dragons and out of bounds as the set was a little wide there for Samuelson. 10-10, game one. Doug Duda with you here from Lincoln High School. Opening set, Class B. Bottom half of the bracket, Omaha Gross will play Omaha Duchenne at 6:30. Then Ogallala and Lincoln Pius the 10th at 8:30. And back to serve it away, Faberg here, as we've already went through the rotation once. Again, a quick punch across, free ball above the net, tipped down by Gretna. Kramer over the top to get the net and put it down, 11-10. Back into the ball game for the Dragons is going to be Emma Halsey. Right now, nobody is playing outstanding, but Gretna is scrapping along enough to win a few points. And the serve. Fired across there by the Dragon, stays in the back row. Johnson finally gets a swing. She's blocked, can't dig it. Ace block for Gretna. Give it to Emma Halsey. That'll be the first ace block here for the Dragons. And Gretna just keeps on keeping on right here. Hogg doing the serving. And Haug will fly it across. Soft serve here, picked up by Hebronic. Set middle, Johnson on the attack, and she'll get the termination. So much power there from Taylor Johnson, the 6'1 senior middle. Her second kill of the match. Back to serve it away for Northwest will be Amber Reedy. And Reedy will slap it down the middle. Picked up there by the Gretna Dragons on the outside, and one more time, the termination by Elaine Kramer. Kramer, far and away, the leader in kills on this team with 307. Michelson has 237. Nobody else has more than 100. And Kramer is coming out with some authority here early on. That is her fifth kill in game number one. 13-11, Gretna leading Northwest. And it'll be Haley Samuelson to serve it across. Picked up by the Vikings to Johnson. She'll put it down. Taylor Johnson with her third kill. And that's where the Vikings are going to turn, but it's time for her to rotate out. And into the front row is going to be Carney Keel. And back to serve it away will be Kyla Hebronic. Hebronic to serve for the tie. And the lefty lets it go. Down the middle, the pass is off the mark. Gretna is just going to be able to set it across. Going to the far corner, deep out of bounds. Point Northwest. Tied at 13. Neither team has used a timeout as we head into the second half of the opening set. And Hebronic floats it across again. Right in the middle, set to the right side, and again there is the big gal Kramer, but she finally missed one, put it into the net, and Northwest has a three-point run. They will regain the lead at 14-13. And Hebronic to serve again, try and get Northwest their longest run of the game. Serve across, short set middle, the attack down and good by the Dragons' Emma Halsey. That'll be her second, and we're tied again at 14. Again, neither team is led by more than two. Each team has led by two on at least one occasion in the opening set. Now it's time for Kramer to rotate back and serve it away. And the sophomore floats it down the middle. Northwest sets outside. The attack going to be driven across by Beeler. Up in the back row. Here comes Gretton to the outside of the termination for Michelson. 15-14, Gretna. Gretna's doing a good job of finding a way to at least score 1 point every time they have to serve. And that has kept them in this. Northwest has had a couple of three-point runs. But they have only scored on their serve three times. Serve is across, and that's an ace. No, a good dig in the back row of Ronick, so they do punch it over. Somehow she kept it up. Gretna will float it across. One arm up in the back row, still alive, and a good pick that time by Faber. Two great digs Northwest. Right side attack is going to be mishit by Gretna, and Northwest will get the point with their great defense. Coach Mike Brandon has been off the bench plenty of times applauding his girls. Still in game one. A lot of people kind of thought maybe Northwest would come out and have their way with the Dragons. So far, that is not the case. And here's Rachel Purdy with the serve. Stays in the back row of the Dragons, and so Kramer will try and take it across. She's blocked up front. Ace block is going to be made there by Carney Keel. Teaming up with Beeler. Keel will get credit for the block. 16-15 Northwest. A back-and-forth opening set here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. Purdy to serve again. Rachel takes this one right down the line to Michelson. They'll set it back to her on the outside. She hits the tape. It floats into the back row. Evronik somehow able to track it down, and then Northwest passes it out of bounds. 16-16. Here in the opening set, Class B State Quarterfinals on Classic Hits 98.9. Of course, all of our matches also on the web at kkpr.com. Thanks for joining us. If you're headed down the interstate or highway east to Lincoln, we'll see you tonight for more high school volleyball. Back to serve it away. Shondell Davidson, but into the net. And the service there is the second of the match for Gretna. Into the ball game here for Northwest will be Kaylee Bachman. Coach Rose uses at least 10 players on a solid rotation. Jones is back into the front row. After they graduated so many seniors last year, Northwest has been to the state finals the last 2 years, but Pius has kind of wrecked their dreams both times. And Pius may not be the threat this year. Middle attack is going to be blocked up front by Northwest. Great save and set back over for Northwest point. It's going to be Rachel Purdy setting it over for the point. It all started with Carney Keel's huge block. And Northwest now up 18-16. And the Viking fans starting to feel it. And timeout will be called on the floor. It's our first timeout of the match. Opening set, Northwest 18, Gretna 16. We'll be back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Good luck at state to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
And welcome back to Lincoln High. As always, we want to thank our many fine sponsors for allowing us to cover high school sports throughout the season and, of course, at this most exciting time of the year, the state tournament. Doug Duda with you from Lincoln High. Gretna calling the first timeout of the match. And the ball will belong to Grand Island Northwest. Off the serve is going to be Kaylee Bachman, leading at 18-16. Overpass above the net, tip down, Northwest kill. Carney Keel with her second. And Northwest now starting to take advantage of some of the Gretna mistakes. Bachman to serve again. Largest lead of the game for either team, 19-16. Serve is across. Kramer, not a very good pass. A lift is called. 20-16. And another timeout going to be called right here by Gretna. So a timeout. They played about 20 seconds, and Northwest picked up two more points. And Coach Brandon says, I guess we need to discuss a little bit more. So it's now Northwest 20 and Gretna 16. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Back to Lincoln High. Gretna has now used both of their timeouts. After we went back and forth, we were tied at 16, and now Northwest has run off four straight points to take a 20-16 lead, and Bachman still serving. Across it comes, set to the outside. Michelson off the double block. The dig is run down there by Purdy, and Northwest will roll it across there with Amber Reedy. Back into the offense go the Dragons. Outside, the left-handed attack down and good for Kelsey Kuhn. First one for Kuhn. And Gretna will get the volleyball back. 20-17 Northwest. And into serve it will be Olivia Larson. Again, earlier today, Bellevue East will have to make a change. Bellevue East coming back. We had an incorrect score at 8. Bellevue East has actually beaten Omaha Burke in 5. Tip is across. Overpass by Gretna. Northwest has a chance to go middle, and it's going to be hammered across and dug out of the back row off the swing of Keel. Now Gretna goes to Michelson. She's blocked up front, but in the net. Going to be called on Northwest. Northwest has a stunned look on their face. They didn't realize. Usually you realize when you're in the net. But in the net, going to be calm. And a point for Gretna. 20-18. And another serve coming up here for Olivia Larson. Northwest will set middle. The left side attack, Jones. Going to put it down and get the kill. Emily Jones makes it 21-18. Northwest trying to grind out a game one victory. Again, your 130 winners in A, Bellevue East beat Omaha Burke. In B, Seward swept Omaha Scott. In C1, Syracuse swept Lutheran High. In C2, Sutton swept Alma. We'll give you D in a moment. Right side attack going to be taken across by Michelson. Northwest with the set. Slide Johnson right side off the tip and the kill. Taylor Johnson with her fourth. And it's 22-18 Northwest. Serving it away is Carney Keel. The D winners today. It was Pawnee City over Hay Springs in four, and Chambers rallied to beat Fall City Sacred Heart in five. Now the serve into the net for Northwest, and back over to Gretna, 22-19. Back over to serve it away will be Nicole Michelson here for Gretna. Nikki with 237 kills, second on the team this year. Needs to get something going here for Gretna. In game number one, hits the net, barely got over. Great dig that time to keep it alive from Bachman. And a free ball opportunity to the outside. Gretna will roll it across. Nothing there for Kramer. Soft one, Jones on the attack. The lefty finds the middle. And Emily Jones with her third kill. Gretna has already used their timeouts. Mass substitutions here for the Vikings. In to serve it, Kayla Faberg. Into the front row, Shimmer. 23-19, GI Northwest with the lead, trying to take game one. And a serve goes middle, set right side. The attack going to go off the tip that time from Peyton Samuelson. Northwest goes middle. Johnson, she's blocked up front. The dig is made by Bachman. Right side attack, Shimmer. The dig is made by the Dragons. Built up one across from the center. Nothing there. Here's the set right side. Shimmer again and into the net. No block. Attack error, Northwest. Gretna. Still Kwan here in game number one as Riley Haug will go back and serve it away. 23-20 Northwest, game one. And Haug with the serve. Off the net, it comes over pretty strong. Picked up by Reedy, right side attack Johnson. Spins on the net off the block, back to Northwest. Reedy with the set, outside attack Shimmer. Again, off the block, picked up by Gretna. Good swing here, and it's going to be termination time for Gretna. Northwest was in the net anyway. Elaine Kramer with her sixth kill, and Gretna on Northwest now is forced to call a timeout. So it's not over yet in game one. Gretna, two in a row to cut the deficit to 23-21. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Riley Haug is serving it up here for Gretna, trying to cut it to one. It's 23-21 Northwest. Out of the GI timeout, strong serve. Hronik with the dig, set Johnson in the middle. She'll tip it over and get the kill. Backside help was late getting there, covering the double block. And a nice tip that time for Johnson to get her fifth kill. And it's now game point for Grand Island Northwest. Back to serve it away will be Amber Reedy for the opening set here at the 2009 state tournament. And Reedy's serve floats it pretty deep, picked up by Michelson, set to the outside, and it'll be off the net across from Kramer. Northwest goes outside. The swing down the line is going to be on the line for the kill, Amelia Beeler, and that's the end of game number one. Beeler able to take care of business. 25-21, Northwest gets the win in the opening set after struggling through the first 16 points. We were tied at 16, and Northwest able to finish things off here with a 25-21 victory. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers in 1 minute.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Rethink. Reinvent. It's time to change your perspective of what your home can be. And Floor to Ceiling can help. Carpet, tile, wood, laminate. We've got just what you're looking for. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Doug Duda back with you. Let's take a look at the numbers from the opening set here this afternoon. First of all, for Gretna, I had Riley Haug with two service points. Nicole Michelson had an ace serve and two kills. Emma Halsey had an ace block and two kills. Haley Samuelson had an ace serve. Olivia Larson, two service points. Elaine Kramer had a service point, six kills. Kelsey Kuhn had a kill. Peyton Samuelson had a kill. Gretna, 12 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. For Granada Northwest, Kayla Faber, two service points. Amber Reedy had a service point. Emily Jones, three kills. Carney Keel, a service point, an ace block, and two kills. Kaylee Bachman had three service points. Taylor Johnson had an ace block. Rachel Purdy had five kills. Let's not forget about the five kills for Taylor Johnson. Rachel Purdy had a service point and a kill. Amelia Beeler had two kills. And Kyla Hebronic had two service points. I had Northwest with 13 kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves. Northwest takes game one from Gretna, 25-21. We'll head to the second set of this Class B quarterfinal from Lincoln right after this timeout.
USA Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town along with the lowest prices and best service, too. USA Pharmacy at 13th and Webb and at the South location featuring Scooter Coffee House at Stoley Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns at Lincoln High School for the first of our triple header in high school volleyball at the state tournament. Northwest wins the opening set 25-21, and they will serve to start game two, and they're going to call a lift on the back row, an ace serve for Northwest. So Gretna started the opening set with an ace serve, and Northwest will start with an ace serve here to start game number two from Kayla Faberg. Faberg floats it across. This one also mishandled. And it will be taken across lightly by Kramer. Northwest to the outside. Off balance, they'll get it across. Overpass. Northwest will dig out and lift called. Gretna going to float it across there with Halsey. And tie it up at one. A lift called on GI Northwest. Back to serve it away will be Hallie Samuelson. And back into the front row will be Kelsey Kuhn for Gretna. 1-1. Just underway in game two. Winner gets Seward tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If it's Northwest, we'll have it for you right here. Pass a little off the mark. Good rundown that time by Faberg to get it back in play. Over to Gretna it goes, and it'll be taken across by Kramer. Again, Northwest. This time it'll be Reedy to take it over. Dig made back row. Back row attack this time, Michelson, and she'll find it. Nice angle attack by Michelson. Nicole was calling for a ball as soon as it came over the net. And she's able to take advantage. 2-1. And a serve again is Samuelson. Again, we play the best of five, so a long way to go here in this match. Served by Samuelson. Floats it down the middle, picked up there by Beeler. Set outside. Here comes Shimmer, and Shimmer will put it home. That's actually Michaela's first kill. 2-2. Back to serve it away will be Amber Reedy. As far as serves go this year for Grand Island Northwest, pretty balanced in that ace department. About four players, 29, 30, 31 ace serves, and here's an ace block, and there might be an injury over there for a Gretna player. The setter got tangled up in the standard of the referee, but she's okay, and they're going to give an ace block on the play to Taylor Johnson, her second, and give Northwest the point. And right now, Coach Mike Brandon wants to take his setter, Samuelson, out, see if she's okay. Bring in Shondell Davidson, just a freshman setter. And Your score is now 3-2. Back to serve it away will be Amber Reedy. Northwest with that lead. Right side attack going to be blocked on the swing by Kramer. They'll dig it out and set it across Michelson. Northwest is ready. Here's the set outside for Beeler. She's blocked right into the front row. Johnson has it. Now they'll go right side. Shimmer off the block for the kill. Michaela Shimmer with her second kill. Northwest on top 4-2. Hoping that they can get things done here fairly quickly. Back to serve it away again will be Reedy. Reedy, short serve, and it didn't get over. Service error, 4-3. Again, if you're just joining us, winners earlier today. Class A, Bellevue East. Class B, Seward. C1, Syracuse. Sutton in C2. Pawnee City in D1. And Chambers in 5 in D2. Serve across by Gretna, and it has to be tipped across there by Shimmer. Dragons go outside. Michelson off the block for the termination. Nicole Michelson, her fourth kill. She's looking pretty good out there as a 5'9 junior. 4-4. And another serve upcoming here for Elaine Kramer, who is the team's leading attacker. But also pretty good from the service line. She's got 53 ace serves. And this one is a mini jump serve deep. So as we say that, she makes the error. The ball comes back over to Northwest with a 5-4 lead. And Hebronic will go back and serve it away. Coach Diane Rose off the bench doing a little coaching over there, making some adjustments to her team in the front row. Serve across, set outside. Here comes the lefty, and she is deep and out of bounds for Kuhn. Didn't miss it by much. And now substitution for Coach Mike Brandon. He is satisfied that his starting setter, Haley Samuelson, is okay. So they bring her back in. 6-4 is the score. And the left-handed serve by Hebronic. Hebronic ace couldn't be handled in the back row. 7-4 Northwest. That is the second service ace of the match here for GI Northwest. The opening set went to Northwest 25-21. Northwest leads game 2, 7-4. Now the student body is starting to get into a little cheering confrontation here back and forth. As Hebronic fires it into the corner, stays in the back row there off Kramer. They'll get it up front, and it'll be tipped across by Michelson. Northwest didn't play it cleanly, so Beeler will take a swing on the outside. The dig is made in the back row, and here's Michelson again. Has to go to the offhand to slip it across. Northwest sets right side. Here comes Shimmer. There goes the ball, and that's a point for Northwest. All three of the kills for Michaela are here in game number 2, and it's 8-4. Three in a row off the serve of Kala Hebronic. She now leads the team with 5 points in the first 2 games. Another one might force a timeout by the Dragons. Serve right down the line to Kramer. Set back row, but the only player there is the libero, so she can just punch it across. Northwest, short set middle. Going to be driven across by Keel for the kill. Carney Keel with the kill. Coach Brandon off the bench. Timeout on the floor. Gretna. So after struggling early, Northwest seems to have found their stride here, winning the opening set 25-21, and Northwest leads Gretna 9-4, game 2 on KKPR.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And out of the Gretna timeout, we're back to action. Hebronic to serve, and it's going to be just a little deep and out of bounds. But 5 in a row there for Northwest. And even with the service error, they keep a 9-5 lead here in game 2 after winning the opener here at the state tournament. How to serve it away for Gretna. Glad you're along with us on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Kearney, Grand Island and Wood River. Outside attack by Gretna. Going to be taken across by Kuhn. Good dig made that time. Here's Shimmer on the swing. Off the single block of Samuelson. They'll dig it out. Go outside to Michelson. Off the tape. And it'll flip across to Beeler. Beeler with the dig. Set it back to Amelia. Short side attack. Is tipped and played in the back row. Got a good rally going here. Michelson blocked up front that time by Keel. Still on the Gretna side. Back row, Kramer. Ironic with the dig, northwest. They'll slide right side. Schimmer tips it across too high. Easy get for Gretna. Gretna goes middle. Samuelson termination. Peyton Samuelson will get her second kill of the match. And a good rally there. Gretna finished it out on the tip that was just a little too much air under it. An easy play in the front row for the Dragons. So Haug to serve it away again. 9-6 is the score. And the serve by Haug. Floats it down the right side. Picked up by Beeler. Going to set it back to Amelia. Off the net. She's partially blocked. The dig is made now. Free ball above the net. And in the net on the follow through. Trying to put it away is Gretna. Oh, Michelson just about knocked the one left defender off his feet. But she followed through into the net. Tough break there. Gretna had a chance to get the momentum right back. Instead, it'll be Viking volleyball. And Rachel Purdy will go back and serve it away, leading it 10-6. So Purdy with the serve. Mini jump serve. Knuckleball down the middle. Picked up by Kramer. Set middle. No, they're going to go outside instead. Kuhn with the drive. And Veronica, another good dig in the back row. And it has to be passed across here for the Vikings. Here comes Gretna to the outside. It's going to be Michelson. Dug out of Ronick. Good pass. Set outside. Beeler got a swing. And Beeler got the kill. Number three for Beeler. And Northwest is getting that ball all over the floor. They have got five different players with three or more kills right now. And Rachel Purdy to serve it away. 11-6 Northwest. Game two. They won the opener. Set right side again, Kuhn, and that one's not coming back. Kelsey Kuhn, a 6'2 junior right side hitter. Looks like she's just trying to grow into her frame. 6'2 and not a huge girl, just very tall and slender. And you can tell she's one of the kids that's probably starting to get that power built up. Gretna to serve. And across it comes for an ace. A lift called to the back row. Give the ace to Larson. Olivia with the first ace of game two here for Gretna. They had two in the opening set. Don't forget, all of our matches from state can also be heard on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Currently airing on 94.5 FM, Sandy Creek is taking on Tri-County. Strong serve here by the Dragons. Dumped across there and nearly worked. In fact, it will work as it's passed out of bounds. Give the point to Rachel Purdy. The setter just dumped it across and Gretna couldn't keep it in play. 12-8 Vikings. Northwest has really put it together here lately. Winners of 13 in a row. I think I said 12 earlier. 13 in a row. So they started 18-5 and they've won 13 straight. Back row attack going to be driven across there nicely by Wright Reedy, but it's handled there and tipped back over by the Dragons. Quick return. Beautiful play by Purdy. That's a Purdy by Purdy right there. Rachel Purdy. The whole team had ran up to get the previous ball over, and Purdy says, I'm just going to lob it over your head, and she'll get the third kill. Back to serve it away. Will be Kaylee Bachman again. Bachman will just float this one over. Here is a set outside, and the attack by Michelson is going to be good for the kill. For Michelson, that'll be her fifth kill. Elaine Kramer had six kills in the opening game and has none in this set so far for the Gretna Dragons. And now Michelson to serve, and that will bring Kramer back into the front row. Line drive, serve, but a nice handle by Havronic, and it's going to be tipped across there. Picked up by the Dragons, and Samuelson fires it over. Another good dig by Havronic. They take it over. Set back over, and Northwest is going to have to scramble to get it over after Hallie Samuelson set it over. Now Samuelson will set to the outside. Here's Kramer off the tape, and it deflects out of bounds. Point Northwest. Gretna has used one timeout. Northwest has been solid, and back to serve it away will be Carney Keel. 14-9, game two, Northwest. They won the opener 25-21. Serve across, set right side. Off the standing spike, it's going to be Peyton Samuelson. Northwest got it back over, but passed it out of bounds. So the error on Northwest will get Gretna into double figures with their 10th point. 14-10. And now Hallie Samuelson to serve it away for Gretna. Going to have a service rotation check here for Gretna. They may have substituted for the wrong person. And so they want to make sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. And they're actually going to make a change here at the service line. Ryan Kirby, a 5'9 freshman, is in to serve. And Kirby hasn't put it up too many times this year. And there's still some confusion at the scorer's table. So a little break in the action here. We remind you that the winner will play Seward tomorrow night at 7. Still to come here on KKPR, Kearney Catholic and Bennington at 6:30. Granite on Central Catholic and Wood River will follow that at approximately 8:30. Now the serve across by Kirby as we're back to action. Jones with the up, the attack by Taylor Johnson. Taylor Johnson took it at the freshman who couldn't make the dig, and the kill for Taylor Johnson. That's the first kill of this game for Johnson. She's got 6 in the match. And now in to serve the volleyball away will be Kayla Faber. Northwest 15 and Gretna 10. Northwest won the opener 25-21. Faberg to serve now with 3 back defensively here for the Dragons, making their first trip to state since 91. Serves across. Samuelson sets outside. Kramer on the attack is too deep. There's no tip. It's out of bounds and a point for Northwest. 16-10. Coach Brandon trying to make some adjustments on the fly here. Move some kids around as the serve is handled in the back middle by Michelson. Slide right side. Block up front by Johnson. It's picked up and set back across. Here's Northwest, quick middle, and a good block up front that time on Johnson. Give the block credit to Holsey. It's still alive, and Michelson can only set it across. Grant on the Northwest has a chance to get right side shimmer. The block's late, and still hammer it home. You could tell that she was going to have an open swing because the block was late getting there. They were running towards Johnson, and they back set it over to Shimmer, and timeout on the floor by Gretna. 17-10, game 2, Northwest here on KKPR.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Good luck at State to all of our Central Nebraska schools. The folks at Obermiller Seamless are proud of our student-athletes and always appreciate the hard work put into your game. Obermiller Seamless, serving all of Central Nebraska.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And we're back at Lincoln High. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors making the broadcast possible. Glad you're along with us on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Gretna using their second timeout here in game number 2. Northwest is up 17-10. Northwest also won the opening set 25-21, but that was a lot more of a struggle. Would say Gretna's probably playing about the same level. Northwest has just picked up their play quite a bit here since late in game 2. Northwest missed play, but they are able to set it. Oh, this is going to be 4 hits. Yeah, 4 hits. There's some miscommunication. Northwest didn't get the clean block there from Taylor Johnson, and it ended up with 4 hits. So the point will come over to Gretna, and they'll serve it away with Hallie Samuelson. And it's 17-11. Gretna needs to get a little something going here. They've scored on their serve quite a bit, but only one at a time, and they won't score at all here because it's into the net. Service error number 3 of this game and 5th of the match for the Dragons. 18-11, and Amber Reedy to serve for Northwest. Trying to go up 2-0. Serve into the middle. Popped up, just kind of stays right there off Haug, and it'll be taken across. No, it'll be blocked. It'll be blocked. They tried to block it and give Shimmer the ace block. Johnson was up there with her, and it'll be the first ace block for Shimmer, 19-11. Reedy with the serve. Picked up back middle by Haug. Back row attack, Michelson standing spike. Oh, got a little bit of a break. They clipped the tape and just changed directions, but Gretna needed a little break, and Michelson gets the job done. That is going to be her 4th kill of this game, 6th of the match. And now Kramer goes back to serve it away. Kramer's really been a non-factor here in game 2. After playing so well in the opening set, this serve floats across to Beeler. They'll set it Johnson. She'll tap it across. Michelson was ready. Here is the set Samuelson. Left side attack. It'll be driven across that time by Kuhn. Northwest with the up. Here's Beeler. Kill. Number 4 for Beeler. 20-12. Grand Island Northwest. Vikings trying to get their 32nd win of the season. They have been to the state tournament 18 times. Four for Gretnow. Serves across. Of course, Northwest, the runner-up the last 2 years, and the set is going to be called a lift on Gretna. So a 3-point there for the Vikings. Again, the Dragons have already used both their timeouts. Evronik, who got the run going here in game two the last time she was back at the service line, trying to finish it here, 21-12. She needs four more, and she gets an ace. They let it go, and it's barely in. But in is better than barely in. It's better than barely out, they tell me, so... Give the point that time to Havronik, her second ace of this game, 22-12. And checking in will be the junior middle hitter, Jamie Carlson, for Gretna. Again, not a senior on this team for the Dragons. Five for Northwest, and they are all involved in the action. Now a service error. So after a service ace, a service error for the Vikings. Inside out here for the Dragons. Checking into the front row will be Peyton Samuelson. And Riley Howe will go back and serve it. 22-13 Northwest here in game two. They won the opener 25-21. And the serve across by Howe. Picked up back row by Faber. Outside attack. Going to be driven home by Beeler. Beeler with the kill, number five. And it is 23-13 Northwest. More substitutions into the front row for the Vikings. Emily Jones. And now Purdy will go back and serve it away. Rachel had a great rotation last time she came in. Here's the serve. Jump serve pretty deep. Played there by Michelson. She'll get the back row attack. Good dig in the back row that time by Reedy. Northwest will find Beeler. Beeler rolls it over. Gretna's got a chance here on a short set. Samuelson will drive it over. Havronik with the dig. Overset into the net. It's going to be blocked across that time. Still alive. Joust at the net. Flipped across. And somehow Northwest won a point. Northwest should have never won that point, and they won the point. That ball kept spinning off their own net, and it's finally put away by Carney Keel. And it is game point for Northwest. But before the serve, Coach Brandon wants to sum in Kelsey O'Neill, a 6'1 junior middle hitter. 24-13 Northwest. And the serve. Purdy into the back row, and it cannot be handled. It's going to be an ace, and that is the end of game number two. Grand Island Northwest rolls to a game two victory a lot easier than they had in game one, 25-13 after a 25-21 opening set victory. And it's a 2-0 lead here for Grand Island Northwest. We'll come back with the numbers in 1 minute.
Hard work, determination, and dependability. That's what it takes to become a champion in sports, and that's the same with business. Proud to support all of our area athletes. Congratulations from Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet, Cadillac, BMW, GMC, and Hyundai of Grand Island.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Rethink. Reinvent. It's time to change your perspective of what your home can be. And Floor to Ceiling can help. Carpet, tile, wood, laminate. We've got just what you're looking for. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Welcome back to Lincoln High. Let's take a look at the numbers from our second set of this Class B state quarterfinal. First of all, for Gretna, Riley Haug had a service point. Nikki Michelson had four kills. Emma Halsey had one kill. Allie Samuelson had a service point. Olivia Larson had an ace serve. Elaine Kramer had a service point. Kelsey Kuhn had a kill, and Peyton Samuelson had a kill. Gretna was limited to seven kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For the Northwest Vikings, Kayla Faberg had three service points. One was an ace. Amber Reedy had three service points. Carney Keel had two kills. Kaylee Bachman had a service point. Michaela Schimmer had an ace block and four kills. Taylor Johnson had an ace block and one kill. Rachel Purdy, two service points, two kills. Amelia Beeler, three kills. And Kyla Havronik had six service points, two of them aces. Northwest had 12 kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves as the Vikings take game two, 25-13, to go up 2-0 over Gretna here in the Class B quarterfinals. We'll take a break and be back with the third set right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
USAFE Pharmacy in Grand Island gives you free delivery in town along with the lowest prices and best service too. USAFE Pharmacy at 13th and Webb and at the South location featuring Scooter Coffee House at Stoley Park and South Locust in Grand Island.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great students and athletes from our area. Best of luck today from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliance in downtown Farwell.
Doug Duda along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, as we get ready for the third set from Lincoln High. Grand Island Northwest is up 2-0 over Gretna. The winner will play Seward tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. If Northwest finishes the deal, you'll hear it right here on KKPR. Still coming your way tonight, Kearney Catholic and Bennington. There's just not an easy match in C1. And that is going to be a big-time first-round matchup at 6:30. And then Wood River will go against unbeaten Grand Island Central Catholic at 8:30. Both right here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Gretna will serve it away to start game three and an ace serve. All three games have started with an ace serve. And this one coming off the Hallie Samuelson serve. 1-0 Gretna. That is the fourth ace serve this afternoon for the Dragons. Samuelson floats this one right on the line. Hebronic with a nice play. Outside Johnson trying to get going again after a quiet second set. Picked up and same thing for Kramer, and she'll put it away. Kramer had no kills in game two after six in the first set. Johnson had one kill after five in the first set. That's the seventh for Kramer. And Gretna's up 2-0. And she leads the team in kills with seven. Michelson has six. Nobody else with more than three. So Hallie Samuelson now to serve. And the mini jumpser picked up by Beeler. Set outside. Not much there. So it'll be slapped across by Reedy. In the back row, Gretna. They'll get it up to Kramer. She'll be wide on the short side attack and out of bounds. Northwest point. For Northwest, six kills for Taylor Johnson.